Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
94 WIP as we start hour number two. By the way, just an update on Arthur, who's still in jail, spent a year longer than he should have because he always gets in fights in jail. And he's relayed to me that the warden just doesn't like him. He was trying to get out by Thanksgiving, and that didn't happen. So he was in there, so he had to have Thanksgiving dinner in jail. But he thinks he's going to get out in about a week. We'll see if he doesn't get in any more fights. It's just unbelievable. All right, let's go to, I see Captain Cowboys on the line, but we're not going to go to him yet because I'm going to let him wait because the Cowboys are just, they're just so overrated. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, yeah, the Cowboys are overrated, and they wouldn't have won. They didn't win because of Dak Prescott. His performance should have amounted to a loss, but
he throws in the coverage. He seems like he throws in the coverage so much.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. Yeah. And the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game, I mean, do we owe the Model T that much that you need to put the Detroit Lions on the Thanksgiving game every damn Thanksgiving?
Well, that's true. And the NFL does that and the Cowboys. So they have the Lions and the Cowboys every Thanksgiving, and it's just that's not going to change. It's just not going to change. And they know they're going to get ratings because it's the Cowboys.
Love the way the Sixers are playing, and I hope that the Green Bay Packers game with the Eagles. I hope that the Eagles wrap that up quick because I got to wake up early in the morning. You know, I don't want to be staggered.
I don't know that it's going to be wrapped up quick. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that they just route these guys. They're not that good. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers.
But I think the Eagles are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as people either think it's going to be or want it to be.
Do you think the Eagles have a lot to prove, though?
What do they have to prove? They're 9-1.
I mean, you know, you're up against Jeff Saturday, and Jeff Saturday almost beat you with only a running game.
They were missing Dallas Goedert.
Right.
Almost doesn't count, but it's just they don't have any. They don't have to prove anything. They've got to find ways to replace the numbers of and what Dallas Goedert means to the team. And that's impossible, but they can find ways to at least generate more offense without Dallas Goedert. It's not going to be easy, but I know that the coaches have worked on it this week, but they obviously have to find ways to do that.
Well, it's kind of like the gambler that had to keep washing his hands. Did you hear about him?
No.
The gambler that kept washing his hands, he had to keep washing his hands because he kept playing pinochle.
I missed something, but that's all right.
Okay.
So,
contest time?
Go ahead.
Okay, my jerk is Jonathan Papelbon because he's never apologized.
Somebody already mentioned him. How about that?
Oh, darn.
Yep. So do you have somebody else?
Ooh, boy.
Okay, I guess not. All right. A loser, a dope, a moron, and a nitwit. Because he just locks himself into an ordinary team, and that would be Captain Cowboy. Hey,
first off, to that last caller, he's a real genius. He sat there like he was having a lobotomy. Yeah, you know nothing about football, buddy. Second,
zero.
To you, the brown nose sucker that you are. The Cowboys, let me tell you something. I'm 52 years old. The Eagles are the worst 9-1 team I've ever seen in my
Doesn't
life.
Doesn't matter.
They struggle majorly with the Colts.
They're missing one of their key players.
Game. They went and got two overweight, obese guys who
and
are
on
the street because their run defense stinks that bad. They went and got two overweight, obese bums who pass their time, not bums. They pass their time because your run defense stinks. Hargrave is trash. I love Fletcher Cox. He's a great player, best Eagle on the team. By far the best Eagle on the team.
Not anymore, he's not.
Yes,
not anymore,
he's not. He's still the best Eagle. The Cowboys have
shows
a better
what
defensive
an idiot
line.
You are. You have no clue about talent.
They have a better linebacker core. They have a better secondary. And please, best not mention the quarterback. You know what? Somebody teach Jalen.
He throws in the coverage
the
all the time. All he does is throw in the coverage.
He throws the ball. Your quarterback doesn't do nothing, but he's a glorified running back. He's Christian. He's the black Christian McCaffrey. That's all he is.
Okay.
He just runs
just,
around and
let
occasionally
me ask you,
throws
let me
the
ask
ball.
You a simple question here. What's the record of the Cowboys?
You're not going better than he. I tell you what, here you want
no,
to
no,
know.
No. That's not.
Yeah, I got
not.
A record for you. Hey, I got a record for you. Dak Prescott just went 26-6 for his career versus the NFC East.
No.
Can Carson Wentz say that?
Who
no.
Cares?
Can Ron Jaworski say that? No. Your closest person will probably be McNabb, and you hate him. So, I mean, come on, really?
I don't hate him.
Yeah, the Eagle fans, not you personally, idiot. The Eagle fans. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you
9-1.
Done?
You bragging on that 9-1 team. They struggled.
I'm not
struggled
bragging on anything. I'm just telling you the Cowboys aren't good enough. They're just not good. That was an embarrassment watching them play and struggle for as much as they did against the Giants.
Oh, you know what?
Dak Prescott is a fraud.
I'm going to tell you how you're an idiot. When you lost to the Redskins, you tell me, oh, well, it's a division game. You know, division games are tough. You never know what's going to happen in the division game. Where did yes, you did say that after you lost to the Redskins.
I didn't say it's a division game. You lose to teams you're not supposed to lose to, and that was one of them.
It was a division game, and division games are tougher than the other games. That's what to say. Well, last time I checked, the
I didn't
Giants
say
were
that,
in the NFC.
You dope.
Yeah, right. Guess what? The Giants are going to beat the
what?
Eagles.
Guess
we
what?
Swept
what?
Them again, by the way. Dak Prescott, 10 straight wins versus the Giants. Can Jalen Hurts say that about anybody? 10 straight wins versus the Giants.
Well, the Giants aren't that good.
Oh, they aren't this year. So in the last 10 games, they haven't been good? Oh, okay.
Probably not.
Well, guess what? Well, why come Jalen Hurts hasn't done it then? Just that you know they're so bad. How come an Eagle quarterback hasn't done that? Let's think about that for a minute.
What does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you're telling me how bad Dallas is. You're telling me how bad Dak Prescott is. But they're doing things your great Eagle team aren't doing. That's why I'm telling you that.
You are a flat-out idiot.
I'm a genius. And you know what you are? You're a brown-nosed sucker.
Okay, now, okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Can I ask you a few questions? Okay, let me ask you a few questions. Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
Yeah, what? Excuse me?
Are the Denver Broncos a good team?
Are the Denver Broncos a good team? I don't play the Broncos anymore. I don't know.
Well,
no,
yeah, but the Cowboys lost to them. Okay,
oh, excuse me,
and
that was last year,
team.
Buddy.
Are the Buccaneers? Are the Buccaneers?
That was last
a good
year,
team?
Buddy.
No, it was
well,
this year.
Let's come to this year.
Oh, that was
we didn't
preseason.
Play the Broncos.
I'm sorry.
We didn't play the Broncos.
Okay, the
Buccaneers.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
Well, the Cowboys beat the Redskins.
Are the Buccaneers a good team?
The Cowboys beat the Redskins with Cooper
Are the Buccaneers
Rush.
A good team? The answer is no. The Cowboys lost to them. Okay.
With the, what?
Okay. The Cowboys lost to them. The Buccaneers are not a good team.
It was week one and we played horrible.
What happened to the Packers? What happened when the Cowboys played the Packers?
Cowboys choked. The Packers are going to win Sunday night. Cowboys choked.
I asked
choked
you,
the game
are,
away.
Okay, are the Packers
I,
a good
I openly
team?
Admit that. They choked the game
are
away.
The
no, the
Packers,
Packers are not
a good team?
Did I just not say they're not a good team?
Okay, and the Cowboys and the Cowboys let the Packers
to.
Come from behind to beat
you're
them.
You're going to lose some games, and teams you're not supposed to. And then okay. Stop making a built-in excuse when we kick the Eagles' ass.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be the third road
Are you
game.
Done?
Oh,
Are
my
you done?
God, it's going to be the third road game. We're going to kick their ass, and I don't want to hear your excuse for
Wait,
it,
did
all
the
right?
Cowboys
you're
already lose to the
Cooper
Eagles?
Rush.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
And you're telling me how great this team is?
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles? Can you answer my question?
Are you crazy? Say it again. I'll answer.
Did the Cowboys already lose to the Eagles?
The Philadelphia Eagles beat Cooper Rush, the Dallas Cowboys backup
quarterback. I don't care who it was. I don't
the
care
Dallas
who it was.
Cowboys, Dak Prescott is 7-3 career versus the Eagles.
Okay.
So that's probably why they won the game.
The pass,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's just like Cowboys fans talk about Super Bowls. You got
to
dust off those trophies.
Who's dope. 10 times better than Jalen Hurts.
Hey, dope.
Okay? You got a glorified running back and quarterback. That's all you had.
Hey, dope.
Alabama.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. Then you watch it.
Oh, too
I
bad.
Had a giant meal.
Too bad. Too bad. A dope. Beat it.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
It's your owner. What a fraud he is. Let's go to Angelo. Angelo, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. This is why we hate the Cowboys. Their fans and their team, they all suck. Anyway, wanted to call. I could talk about the Eagles, but what really gets me, since you talked about the Sixers and Embiid, is how can you win on a team with a center that gives up in the playoffs? When was it, a couple years ago, because he had a stomach problem? What, did he eat too many donuts? Can you imagine if he did that on a team with Charles Barkley or Dr. J or Collins or Bobby Jones? He never would have done that. And then how do you also win with a team that's coached by Glenn, not Doctor? You know, I can't stand the makeup of that team. And then they bring in Harden. He looks like he's 55 years
well,
old.
Well, here's the biggest problem is Daryl Morey. He has constructed a poor team, never won anywhere, conned the Sixers into this ridiculous contract.
A bunch of losers at the top.
He's put together a – it's just not a good – he's not put together a good team. Now, you realize they're better off without Harden.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're better off without Embiid. You've got to replace him. But they move the ball around without those two guys on the floor. They miss Maxey. Maxey's the guy that you need back.
Yeah, I know. But neither of them show up in big games. What did Harden do in the last playoff game? His last playoff game? He gave up. He just gave up.
And well, Harden's done. Harden's done.
Yeah. And Embiid,
he's going to score some points. He's going to dominate the ball.
Any big game is a turnover machine. I mean, and all he does, like you said, he's a China doll. He gets hurt all the time. Little
Joel,
injury.
The China doll
for
Embiid.
3 weeks. Yeah. So you know what? You get rid of him. You get as much as you possibly
and,
can.
And you know, when I said that, I said that last year, and people went off on me. You got to kind of have a vision. That is this going to work or is this not going to work?
Right.
And you could see it's not going to work. I mean, he's a very talented player, but he doesn't fit, especially
worked.
With this team. He just doesn't
why did
fit.
Why did they bring in Glenn? Why did they bring him in? So they could get, he could help them get over the hump and beyond the second round. What has he done?
I think I do a terrific job.
You got to get rid of him. I got a jerk for him.
The problem is you can't get rid of him now because there's so many injuries. You can't put the blame on him. You got to put the blame on the general manager if you're going to put it on anybody right
now. But Rivers is a horrible coach.
He's not a good coach, but the point is it's the general manager that's constructed this team.
I'd rather have Brett Brown, to be honest with you.
You know what? Brett Brown is actually a better coach than people gave him credit for.
He was a good coach.
Yep. Yep. Yes,
anyway,
he was.
I got a jerk for you.
Go ahead.
The one that started all this nonsense in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick, the biggest jerk of all time.
You know, that is a good one, too. There's so many good ones. Kaepernick is a good one. This is going to be a hard choice. This is really going to be a hard choice. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's go to, who's that, Daryl?
Hey, Howard.
How are you?
Good, yourself. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right. First of all, that cowboy guy, he just,
he's
I don't even know why he would.
An idiot and a dope and a moron. I can't even,
why
just
you
throw
even
him
waste
on the
time. You never get that time back, Howard. You never get that time back. Second of all, I want to know why we have the best cornerbacks in the league on the Eagles, why we can't play two high safeties and play one-on-one with these wide receivers. They're beating us in the run. We can have seven guys in the box. And four guys in the back. I mean, it's simple. And Jonathan Gannon.
You know, it's easy for us to say what they should do. But the Eagles, you know, other than the Redskin game, they've only, you know, in the Detroit game, they're only giving up an average of about 17 points a game. It's really not bad.
That's not bad.
That's good.
But it could be less. I mean, look.
What do you mean less? I mean, if you only give up 17 points a game, there's a reason you're 9-1 because you only give up 17 points a game on an average.
Howard, but there's times you're playing way off the ball. and it's 3rd and 3. They're back.
And sometimes I don't agree with that. Yeah, I get it. I get it. There's a reason they do what they do, and I'm going to trust the defensive coordinator. And a lot of people, you go back and forth with the guy. Jonathan Gannon does a really good job. I mean, you got to look at results. Results are they only give up 17 points. I don't know what it is right now, but it's about 17 points a game. That's really good.
Giving up second half than any other team in the league. I get it. But it just aggravates me when I see it's 3rd and 3 and they're 6-7 yards off the player.
Yeah, and there's sometimes that the corners should be up on the players. I get it. I understand. And you got to get a better pass rush. The fact that they've added two defensive linemen who, you know, I forget, was it that jerk? The Captain Cowboy that says they're old and washed up. Well, they did a pretty good job last week.
Yeah, they did a great job last week coming in out, seeing the counts coming in and playing the way they played.
That's exactly
right. I got to take my hat off to them.
Yep. Who's your jerk?
Anyway, my jerk is the guy who started this all and has been doing it for decades, John McEnroe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one, but I think he's probably out of the sights of a lot of people, but he was a jerk, but he was a hell of a player. See, sometimes I like to look at a jerk and say, is he better? Now, that's an individual game. Did some of these other jerks make their team better? I'm not sure. Even Bill Belichick, without Tom Brady, he's got a losing record in the NFL as a head coach.
Well, if you want to go with a jerk with a team, then you got to go, you know, Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, yeah, but you can't, I mean, you got one already, John McEnroe. But Laimbeer was, but they won. They won. He was a jerk, but they won. They won. So, but I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend and continued happy Thanksgiving weekend. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at today's football, tomorrow's football, the Eagles game. We'll take a look at all those things coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get back to everything. The time now here at WIP is 9:19. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you know that a great point of sale system can truly make a difference in your success. It really can.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.